The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defy that person. But the things that come out from within are what defiles." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine?" Thus he declared all foods clean. But what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends in Christ, yesterday we had a retreat that was conducted by Rabbi Jill. She was great. She spoke well. There was a question someone asked about their perspective about Jesus, and she answered it from the Jewish perspective, right? But not from the Christian perspective, because we just had Christmas, and Christmas is about who? Jesus, right? And Jesus was prophesied in the Old Testament by Isaiah. So he is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. So I was really glad when Andres stood up and answered that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament. So Jesus is real. It is not a story. Today in this gospel, we heard one of the revolutionary teachings of Jesus. Before his time, what was the order of the day was the priests were taught that they have to wash their hands before they offer sacrifice in the temple. So this law, if you read Exodus chapter 30, this law gradually moved into the community, and the people imbibed that. So not only the priests were expected to wash their hands before offerings, people were doing that. So gradually, this law became synonymous with purification. For them, if you purify your hands before offering, then that means you are in proximity with God. It became, there is now a moral connotation. But Jesus came. I said, "Oh no, you have a wrong understanding of what this law talks about." That what it meant is, in the reasons, there must be purification of the hearts, of the soul, for us to have that connection with God. And when Jesus was teaching about this law, they said, oh, he has come to destroy our law. No. The point was, they did not really comprehend the reason why Moses gave that commandment. But Jesus, being the fulfillment of the Old Testament, he now gave a right interpretation of what the law means. That was why he said, it is not what enters the body that defiles, but what comes out of the mind, out of the heart. And what are those things that come out of the heart? They were mentioned here: greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness. So if we keep harboring all these, they will separate us from God. But when we remove all these away from us, we are now in close proximity with God. We are now connected with God because God is not defiled. Therefore, if we want to come and have a union with Him, we must not be defiled. And that is why we have the sacrament of confession or reconciliation in the church. Because that sacrament gives us the opportunity to purify ourselves. Because we are human beings, we can always sin. We sin in two ways: sin by commission and sin by omission. Sin by commission are those sins we intentionally commit, and sins by omission are the good things we are supposed to do, but we have not done them. Therefore, we are sinners. And as sinners, because God is holy, if we want to come closer to Him, we have to purify ourselves. That is why we go to confessions all the time. So, my dear friends in Christ, we are grateful that we have Jesus, who is the fulfillment of the law, who has given us a new perspective of what Moses taught in the Old Testament. So we thank God for the gift of faith. We thank God for giving us Jesus, His Son, who came and opened our eyes. So let us continue to pray for God's grace, that we may remain faithful to the teachings of Christ, because His teachings are light to the human soul. So if we embrace His teachings, we are embracing light. We are gradually coming in union with God. And that is our goal. That is the goal of every Christian, to have that connection with God. Because all of us, we came from God, and we will return back to God. And we can return back to Him if we are in closer proximity. May God continue to bless us, and may He continue to enlighten us by His words every day. Amen.